If I get off topic, it's the end of it.
Sorry.
I'm already off topic. Zay, I just sent you a WhatsApp, if you have it, of a Reb Tzadik, Tzidka Tzadik. The Tzidka Tzadik, does anybody have it? I'm going to read out loud anyway, but it's just easier. It says here, Benogeya to Aaron Yonim, I think I want to figure out with you if it's a machlokas or he's embellishing the pshat, how does it work? But let's just say this, that the Nefesh HaChaim, as you saw it in Shar Dalet, Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, Perek Gimel, all the same you saw it that you have to learn Torah Lishma, and learning Torah Lishma doesn't mean that your Torah, while you're learning Torah, you're being mistabek with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, that would be nice, but that's not what it is. In other words, it would be logical to say that tefillah, when you're davening, the whole idea is you're oyim lifnei hamelech, and you're imagining and you're feeling and you're mechavim that I'm shivisi Hashem lenagdi samid. But when it comes to learning, that's the mitzvah of tefillah. But when it comes to limud ha-Torah, so it could be almost a chesaron that I'm learning Torah, and instead of being concentrating maybe on the Tosfos, I'm concentrating on being mustabik with Hashem. So in other words, to put it in our language, if a person's learning Torah as a religious experience. So allegedly, the Hasidim are over this Avera.
That sounds also like you're against
Right. So I want to speak about that. You see that it was that they should do it as a religious experience.
Right.
Okay.
Like
right. Well, he. Right. So this is exactly the point that I want to refine and tweak. Or David saying that the Nefesh HaChaim seems to say, just learn. Don't be so firm about it. Don't be mistabik. The nevertheless, we find that that the whole Harbin Bayis Rishon, not sure. Chol Chorban Bayis Rishon, the Gemara says, why was there a Chorban Bayis? Shalai Bircha Batar Etchila. Shalai Bircha Batar Etchila. They didn't make a bracha on the Torah. So what if they don't make a bracha in a Chayiv Misa for not making a bracha on the Torah? But the answer is, says the Bach, in Hilchos Chanukah, I believe it is, says the Bach, Shalai Bircha Batar Tchila, indicated that they were not learning Torah as a religious experience, they were learning Torah as an intellectual experience. So that seems to go against the Nefesh HaChaim. I don't think it does, and that's exactly what I want to distinguish. But do we have the what we understand so far of the Nefesh HaChaim Shita is that the learning is learning. So what's Torah Lishma? I have Avas Torah. I love learning Torah. I love, of course, in my background here, it's why am I doing this? Why aren't I doing algebra, or why aren't I doing? So of course I have there's a religious aspect to this. That's why I'm here. But the Torah itself is not a form of Tzveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Move on? Yeah, that's what he says. So here Reb Tzadik, if you have it, I just sent it, says something which is just madhim, remarkable, scary. He says, Kishemechadesh Davar B'Torah, if a person comes up with a Chiddush, right? Everybody here has come up with a Chiddush at some point. Especially if you're learning a lot of Gemara and you have a Chiddush. Tzarech, says the Reb Tzadik, Shaloi Yehe Mitzad Shum Negiyah Belev. This is, by the way, in Tzidkas HaTzadik Kuf Tesvav. The Chiddush has to be, in a way, Shaloi Yehe Mitzad Shum Negiyah Belev. It's not coming from any personal Negiyah. Sheroitzekach, this is what I want. Oili Hisparos, I'm doing it to try to get my, like let's say a simple example. Let's say you come into a place, kind of a new place or an old place, and you want people to realize that you're a Talmud Chacham, you know. You want people to realize that, like, so there's a certain Tiferes there. So what do? You talk a learning with people, and you say a Chiddush. I have a Chiddush. So that's a beautiful thing. So that's not, it's a nice thing, it's understandable, but that's Lehisparus. That's the definition of Hitparut. Or let's say your kavana is to be cholak on someone else. I just want to put this person in his place. Ukiyotze, anything like that. Anything other rak mitzad atshuka leida ha'emes, if my kavana is anything else in my chiddush, now remember he's talking about a chiddush, anything other than knowing the emes, and if you do want to know the emes, az afilu toya nikra divrei Torah v'divrei Elokim chayim. Listen to what he says. He's saying this, I put it in my words, which are pretty much just repeating what he said, that if I come up with a chiddush, there's two dinim in bris milah, whatever chiddush I want to come up with, like all the svarim, if I come up with a chiddush, if my kavana is I want to know the Das Hashem, and I want to expound upon the Torah, I want to understand the Torah more clearly, I love Torah, so then it's a chiddush, and it's called Torah. Even if I'm wrong, if I'm saying a chiddush because of gaiva, or negiya, or machloikis, or something like that, so then even if I'm right, it's not Torah. So we have two things here. We have, is it right, is it wrong? That's one thing. Is it correct, is it not correct? And we say, generally speaking, Kabbalah HaTorah Mishamrei. Whoever says it, if he said it, it's right, Sadavar Nachar. But that's right or wrong. Now there's a second question, is it Torah? Is it Torah? He doesn't say a word Lishma. So if it's Lishma, or if it's Lishma meaning that it's coming from the right place, so then even if you make a mistake, it's Torah. Whereas if it's coming from the wrong place, even if you're not making a mistake, even if you're correct, it's not Torah. You mean, meaning you couldn't make a bracha on this Torah. You can't make birchas on Torah on this Torah. I know like a lot of Gemaras. I'm just saying, hopefully if we're saying something that a lot of things come to mind, but what this is the chiddush that he says. I just want to absorb the chiddush that he says. That if something is not coming from the right place, it's not Torah. If it is coming from the right place, even if it's wrong, it is Torah. Chiddush.
When do we say some mavet, some chayim?
Okay. Right. He's Shaharei Nisker B'Talmud. He says, here, look at this. You see in the Gemara, Talmud Bavli, less so in the Yerushalmi, by the way, but you see in the Talmud Bavli that the Gemara lists Divrei Hatoyim V'shenitchu Ba'alacha. Right? Rabba V'Rab Zeira. Rabba is right, Rab Zeira is wrong. So what are you bringing them in here, Bichlal? Now, in truth, in the Yerushalmi, it often doesn't bring the Das HaNitcheh. But what are you bringing in a Machlokes if it's not Kahalacha? Why are you bringing a Gemara, which is telling us often, Ahavamina, Betchil Ahayasavur, that the Halacha was such and such. Basof, they realize that's not the Halacha. Who cares? It's a mistake. It was a toast. And Bechlal, how can you say, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim? What does that even mean? That's what we're talking about here. So, Sha'arei nisker b'talmud divrei atoyim. You see the Gemara lists the people that make a mistake. V'shenitchu me'alacha, and they were pushed away b'halacha. Shegam ahavamina hu divrei Torah. And you see that even ahavamina in the Gemara is called Torah. So we could sit a week in yeshiva and say, what's the Hava Amina? We're wasting our time. What's the Hava Amina? The Hava Amina was wrong. That's what it is. It's a mistake. Hava Amina, who cares what the Hava Amina is? The answer is, Shekach Yosad Hashem Yisbarach Muskel Rishayn V'acher Kach Hagol La'emes. Because the way, and he goes on to explain, the mind works, the thinking process works, and more important, perhaps, the way the spiritual process works, there's always a Hava Amina. And the Havamina is part of the process. Very, very, very seldom do when we think of something which is emes, do we just think of something that's emes. First there's a Havamina, and we explore it. And that's kach, what is his lashon? Kach yosad Hashem yisbarach. That's the way Hashem was miyasid the Bria. Interesting to know why. Why was he miyasid the Bria like that?
All intellectual discussion will have the
which is eventually, you know, not accepted, but it's still part of the intellectual discussion. Why is that good enough to...
So why is it part of the discussion? You're just answering the question with another question, huh? Part of attaining chachma, because you can't understand. I mean, like, what? You need the contrast. In other words, I can't. Why am I learning Reb Tzadok now? Because otherwise, we don't understand Nefesh HaChaim. not that I'm saying one's emes, one's not emes, but they're both emes. Eilu ve'eilu
de'ir lekim chay. But if you come to the dotted line, this is wrong. It's still part of the.
Okay, so it's part of Torah. That's the chiddush. No, not that you need. No, but it's different. It's not that you need to experience choshech in order to experience R. We're saying that the choshech is also a piece of R. So we're saying that what the havamina is, or what the tzad shaloi kalach is Torah. So it works like this. He says, Kach yasar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Yisbarach, Muskel Rishain, first you have a havamina, v'achar kach hagol emes, and then you can finally come to the emes. But we need to understand that hava amina, who may Hashem Yisbarach, that's part of Hashem giving you, part of the process of Hashem giving us the chiddush. Now remember, what we have on the table here, this is the discussion, is the chiddush. So this chiddush started off with a hava amina, which might have been wrong. But the process is all part of the process of coming to the emes. So what? Why do we need to know this? It means to say that it's all, any part of this process is Torah. Any part of the process is Torah. And on that we can say, Gam ha-muskel rishayin, which means the havamina, Humei Hashem Yisparach, came from Hashem, and since it came from Hashem, v'divri alikim chayim. However, avol kishu mitzad ha-negiya, but let's say my muskel rishayin is not coming from even intellectual pursuit. I have some kind of a negiya. I'm trying to, you know... I heard once somebody said some kind of axe to grind. Well said. I heard once somebody said to the there was somebody in yeshiva in Kletsk, and the Rosh Yeshiva was the Avinazel, Rabbisr Zalman Meltzer. So Rabbisr Zalman Meltzer, somebody came to tell him a shtickle Torah was brought in the Gemara. So Rabbisr Zalman told him that it's, you know, like, but what's, it's not compelling, like, you don't have to, like, it's a nice part, you know, but it's not, like, not muchrach was the lashon he used. It's not muchrach, what's the kasha that you're answering, yeah, right? What kasha are you answering? You don't have any hechrich to say it. So in order to say a Dvar Torah, he said, so there has to be, you have to know what's driving the Dvar Torah. So what's driving it? You just want to say a Dvar Torah. So the fellow said to the Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, he says, and what's the Rosh Yeshiva's hechrich to say all the chidushim that you say? A chutzpah to a question, but a question. So he says, I have a hechrich because I have to say a shir in an hour. That's my hechrich. So, okay. But what the likuda is that the hechrich, like you have to understand, why am I asking this question? So let's say I'm asking this question to try to slug up someone else. So you could say it's Mohamta Shel Torah, but if the whole thing is coming from a Negius, so then what we have over here is the Makar, this is the important sentence here, the Makar of my thinking, my Havamina, my Muskel Rishayin, the whole thought process is all coming from a negative place. So Mamela, it's not Torah. Where if I'm out to discover a truth, so even if I'm making a mistake, it's coming from a positive place. So understand that there's Torah, and then there's some kind of klipa, which is not Torah, sitra achra. So if I'm learning this way, any place in the process you take it, it's all Torah. That's the transmission of Torah. Whereas if I'm on this side, no matter how smart I am and how good I am, if I'm plugged into a sitra achra, every place, it might not even be sheker, but every it's not Torah. It's not Torah. So how does this manifest itself in a chiddush? So you have to ask yourself, what's the hechrich? Like, what is driving this chiddush? And what's driving this chiddush is a negiyah. So then the whole process is off. Do you understand the chiddush of this? This in itself is a huge chiddush.
Giving the shear is not on the other side, then.
It is. He was saying a joke. Right. That would be an example of the wrong side.
What if a guy says...
Unless, I mean, if you want to... Mefalpel, it's for chinuch. I'm teaching you how to think. It's not because this is a good Dvar Torah. That's all, you know.
What if a guy says, a Dvar Torah, it sounds like a kashin, a teretz, and so forth. Is it ever Torah?
So here's my answer to this. I tend to look everywhere. In other words, whoever's going to help me understand something, I'm good with it.
What's the hecher for that?
The hecher is I want to understand it. So anybody who's going to add to my understanding is good. Now, that doesn't mean that it's Torah. It could be emes, and it doesn't mean that it's Torah. So we have a whole new chiluk here. Between what it could be true. I mean, it could be true that somebody says a goy says a vart and it's a good vart.
Or a computer
or Google or whatever it is. It's saying something which is helping me understand it, but it could be it's Torah because I'm not looking to him for Torah. But I'm looking for him to expand my knowledge. It's a very dachistic thing, but I think it's Yotzei min haklal nogei lemaisa. Then he goes deeper. I'm just going to say it out loud because we're running out of time. But it's deeper. We learned over and over again, Parak Gimel, Parak Beis, Shar Beis, and Shar Gimel, sorry, of Nefesh HaChaim, that there are the Arboi Lamais, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Nasiya, yeah? And the world of Bria is the world of, the way it works is Chachma Bina V'das. So if we gave it at one point even a chart here. So the world of Bria is where Machshava starts. It filters down, like Machshavas Hashem, take it. Think about it that way. Like Kivyachol. That Hashem creates a world, Atzilus. But the world is not a world as we can see it, as we can touch and feel. So it goes into the Bria factory. Bria is where the Kisei HaKavod is. The Bria is where the Neshamas come from. Everything comes from Bria, but it doesn't have any form. Then it goes into the world of Yetzira. Yetzira is where things start taking form. And then we get into the world of Asiya, which is the world in which we live in. So, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, right? We're all familiar in the space matters with the Arboi Lamais. Machshava, Dibur, Maisa. Machshava is in the world of Bria, and Dibur is in the world of Yetzira, where things are being formulated, but Machshava, Dibur, Maisa. Maisa is the world of Asiya, where things actually are what they are and they become what they become. Same thing as Chachma Bina Das. So Chachma, this is the trifecta of the entire Nefesh HaChaim. Through 100 different examples, you can make a big, big spreadsheet about this. That Chachma Bina Das, so the kernel of Chachma is in the world of Bria. The expression of it, which goes through, according to the Mekubalim, it goes from the brain to the heart, like our tefillin, and then to the hand. So Das is my Homa Hus is connected, my Chachma and Bina is connected to my Das.
Implementation.
So what comes out is a very interesting thing, that how does a concept come into this world, a Dvar Torah, a Chiddush? The way the Chiddush comes into this world is it starts in the world of Bria, by the Kisei HaKavod, right? If you have a Chiddush to say, so that Chiddush starts from the Kisei HaKavod, starts in the world of Bria, goes through Yetzirah, and then Yetzirah, and then it goes to Asiya, until Halacha L'maisa. That's how it works. If it's Halacha L'maisa, then you've come all the way down. You brought something from the highest place to the lowest place. Forget about our intellectual process. It's a deeper thing. That like Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Torah down. So he went up to Har Sinai, he went up to the highest worlds. And the malachim in those worlds, malachim in the world of Yetzirah, that's where malachim hang out. So the malachim in the world of Yetzirah, they started arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu, no, you can't get the Torah. Why are you giving him the Torah? What did Hashem say? Achoz, b'kisei hakavod. You get one up. In other words, you're going to go into the world of Bria, bring the Torah down. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He brought it. Hashem gave it to him from Atzilus. He brought it through Bria, through Yetzirah, Asiya. Yeah, move on. As much as we can understand these things, I mean, it's just the math, just to get the chart. So it means to say that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Torah, and now we're bringing down the Torah, right? We're learning right now we're bringing down the Torah, which has in it a number of chidushim. So if that chidush is coming from Bria to Yetzira to Asiya, then I'm doing the same thing that Moshe Rabbeinu did, ad halacha l'maisa. But the minute that that chidush is starting from someplace else, from some other sitra achra, so now it's coming. What's coming into this world has nothing to do with Torah. It can't have anything to do with halacha, because halacha has to be Torah. Yeah? Everyone looks perplexed. I'm here to make things clear.
You said you understand something. The guy says something, you understand it, but it's not Torah. But is it mashpia on your psak halacha?
It could be. I don't know like that we have to say a chumrah, that no chelik of our chidush has to come from some other davarship of metzius. I don't know. No, don't make it. Like, in other words, you don't even give it a name. Like, whatever goes into my knowledge, so it goes into my psak halach. But that doesn't mean it's Torah. Say, let's say the. The Misrata Briyut is telling us how to act here, getting involved in everything we do, our interpersonal relationships, our travel, our davening. Now, they're not saying Torah, it's not Halachah Moshe Mesinai, but probably it's a smart thing to listen to them, right? So, like you have a government, and they're saying probably they don't have, you know, probably we should listen to them like every other law, like you shouldn't drive too fast, you should probably listen to them. So now comes the Pesach. And the Pesach has to say, the Pesach is asked, so what do? Do we tell people to come for Kriyas HaMegillah, for Parsha Zohar? You tell them not to come for Parsha Zohar. Or this week, it's even better, like worse, I should say. You know, you're not supposed to have a gathering of 100 people. Now, this is an informed kehila. Nobody's shaking hands with each other. Nobody's coming if they're sick, and certainly nobody's coming in bidud. Okay, but the Misrata Briyut said 100 people. Right? So, like, what do? So you go to I'm just saying I'm not paskening that shaila, but now with that information, which is not coming from Sinai. In fact, it's the hashara of some chiloni guy, probably. In this case, it happens to be a frum guy, but it's a hashara. It's just hashara. You have to make a getter somewhere. Was it 100? And 101, boom, you get corona. Like what? It's some type of a. You have to give some kind of a shear, so that's the shear that they gave. So now the poisek has to take it from a whole different end. I'm just answering your question. The mechanism is a poisek looks at all the klolim of the Torah. He's l'shem shemayim, first of all. He doesn't have an agenda. And he's taking all the klolim of the Torah and all the information from the side that he's getting and trying to figure out, like, what are we supposed to do? Weighing it with halacha l'maisa, what are we supposed to do? So you have conflicting concepts. Megillas Esther's Barov Am Hadras Melech. You want to keep
The Misrata Briyut is not saying a pshat in Torah. They're telling you what a metzias is.
Right.
Okay, but what about if you learn, let's say, from an Epicurus, this has a nice pshat in the
right.
In the
Gemara. You're learning Descartes. So, like,
In the Gemara, somebody says an Epicurus.
I think that I could kosher it and make it emes.
How?
Because I'm taking it and putting it through my system. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. In other words, I could take something. That's all I'm saying. I think it's simple to me that I can take anything from the outside and put it into my system, my pipeline. But at the end of the day, my agenda has to be pure. I don't care about their agenda. My agenda in bringing this into the world. So look, every one of us is bringing Torah into the world.
It's like Rabbi Meir Nacher, so the Gemara, the Achra Gemara, is that we don't do it. We're not like Rabbi Meir.
That's what he's saying. Even if it's just a Havamina. Even if it's just a Havamina, even if it's like Halacha. So this, by the way, is probably the most beautiful pshat I've ever heard in Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. Because whether you're making a mistake, it's possible to make a mistake, or whether you're saying the emes, as long as it's coming from a L'shem Shemayim place, it's not coming with an agenda, it's Torah. So Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. The right one, the wrong one. It's all from the world of Bria coming into this world. So it's all Divrei Elokim Chayim. Do we paskin like that? No. Do we know you like that Lamaisa? No. But you have to give kavod to the person who said it because he's bringing down Torah. See, you could say something interesting, where you said before. You could say that, so what's his purpose? His purpose is that he brings out the contrast. Right? You could say that, like in other words, it could be the Das Yachid should say his Das Yachid. Exactly. Same idea. In other words, it's part of a process, but it's got to be a process of Torah. So halacha lemaisa, what we just learned here in Reb Tzadik is that if you're thinking a chiddush, so it, like before you learn Torah, you should make a bracha, yeah? So what's like the bracha of Reb Nachunya ben Akana? Right. What I'm saying is all and everything that I'm doing here and I'm learning here and I'm trying to say here, it's not to write a sefer, but I'm writing a sefer because this emes was given to me and now I want to share it and bring it into the world. Not I want to write a sefer and what am I thinking about? Or not I want to make be some kind of a big shot and so let's think of something good to say, you know. Or I'm I always think to myself of the famous yeshivish story that they say that somebody was going on a shidduch. So in the olden days, it was common that before yeshiva bacher met a girl, so he met the father. And it was common, the father was a Talmud Chacham, so it was minhag that you tell the father, the proposed father-in-law, a shtickle Torah. So somebody didn't have any Torah to say. So he said, to, how did it go? He says to his father-in-law, what are you learning? So the father-in-law, what are you learning? So the father-in-law started to say a Dvar Torah. The kid didn't know anything, but he learned to say, so my nafkamina. So because he said my nafkamina, so the father-in-law thought for a second, and he reframed his whole Dvar Torah. Okay, it goes like this. So the kid says, yeah, but my nafkamina. And 10 times he said, my nafkamina, and the father-in-law said, this guy's like a Lamdan Gadol. He's like, he's a Gadol Hador, you know. My nafkamina. So you should always remember that whatever anybody tells you, just say, yeah, but my nafkamina. Doesn't make a difference. You understand? You don't understand? So he brings here. I'm not sure that I'm just saying this. This is contrast. I'm not sure if the Nefesh HaChaim agrees with this. And we'll get to that. But let's just give it its treatment. He brings a couple of examples. He says that you see Yeravam ben Nevat, who, if you look in Sefer Malachim, Aleph, you see that he turned Cheshvan into Tishrei, and he made a new Yontif of Sukkos, and brought Megid Avodah Zaras, and told people to worship there, and he was Machshel. He told people, no, you don't have to do Tishrei any longer, you don't have to do Sukkos, we have a more correct Kiddush HaChodesh. It was an opinion. I mean, the truth is, it was an opinion, but he has no emes to him at all. Why? Because his whole opinion was based on, it was agenda-driven to get the malchus, right? The whole thing was about getting the malchus. So the minute, which the examples are important, in other words, the minute that somebody's doing something to get the malchus, then there's already no, it's not Torah. It's not counted in the dinim of Torah. Same thing is doyeg and achitoyfel were big lamdonim, the Gemara says. They were lamdonim, they were gedolei Torah. But their whole thing, so what did they say? They wanted to disqualify David HaMelech. So they said that he came from Rus. And the Torah says you're not allowed to bring Amon l'kal Hashem. Moav l'kal Hashem. Moavi is also to come l'kal Hashem. So the Chacham said to Doeg, Chacham of the Dor, he says, yeah, but it says Amon yivloi Amonis. Moavi yivloi Moavis. That's talking about men, not talking about women. He had a shita. It's not a legitimate shita. Why is it not a little legitimate? Because he had an agenda to try to dethrone David HaMelech. On the other hand, Shaul, so he says here, We don't go with Shaul, but nevertheless, Shmuel called him a Bechir Hashem. In other words, he was pure in his agenda. So even though Tachlus he wasn't the Melech, but nevertheless, even though he wasn't the Melech, but he was Lashem Shemayim. So says the Gemara in Yevamah Zayin Zayin. Shaul Af Al Pi Shehu Ayasaver Gam Ken Kach. Emesis Shaul held the same thing as Doeg, that David HaMelech can't be the king. He disqualified David HaMelech as a king. Who Hayabatos? Nevertheless, Nikra Bechir Hashem. He was still called the Bechir Hashem. Avol Doeg divertayer elu novel mi liboy mitzala kina. Doeg came from kina, and Shaul it didn't come from kina. Ilulei negiazu loy hayatoye. So here's another one more interesting line. Excuse my pushing this, but in other words, there's a toast which is good, and there's a toast which is bad. There's a toast that comes there's a toast which shouldn't be made, and that's a toast that comes from an agenda, from a negiah. There's a toast which is good because it makes the argument better. It expands on the discussion. So two people are making a toast. One's a Russian, one's Zayin Torah. Got it from Doeg. Right. So it's amazing. It's just an interesting. So two people make the same toast. One is Bechir Hashem and one is Ein Lechelek Lo Olam Haba. Why? Because in the world of Bria, in the Muskorishan, so we have the Chiddush we have today is that there's the world of Hava Mina. There's the world of Toos. And Toos can be a good thing, it can be a bad thing, but it's Torah. It can be Torah and it can be not Torah. I think you mentioned this. In the case of Doeg, Nasim Divrei Torah Sam Hamavas. There you go. Roitza Loimar. Shenevdu mina oilam ke'ein ze nikra divrei Torah be'emes klau rak lamar sa'ayin. So why is it Sam Hamavas? How do you understand it? Because it's Nevdu mina oilam. Why is it Sam Hamavas? If you learn Torah with an agenda, so the Torah is poison. Why poison?
Corrupts the person.
Well, okay. In other words, let's just say simple, that it looks like Torah, it smells like Torah, but it's not Torah. So somebody gets up and says, beautiful Torah, but it's all agenda driven. See, I give you a mashal. It's very important that we understand this clearly, but I'll just give you a mashal. Like one of the things I hate about politics, although it's such a reality in this country, but one of the problems with it is that you start off with an agenda, then who knows if what you're saying is emes or not. You could say the most brilliant things, the most ingenious things you could say. You say, Gabal, look at that, but it's coming from, it's agenda-driven. It's really the same thing with like joining any group or any organization. You know, the minute you say I'm a chassid X or I'm a this kind of a Jew or I'm a that kind of a Jew, so now you right away have to protect it. So of course it's easier to do that, but wouldn't it be better? Wouldn't it be more tyrannic to just say that Masha lishma oisim, Masha loy lishma loy oisim? Let's take the emes, kabel es ha emes mimi shamrei. Have to look where it's coming from. So I just think, like, to get involved with anything which is agenda driven, it seems to question. I know you can hear, you know, on any side of the argument you want, there you can hear beautiful, beautiful divrei Torah. And then how they get to the maskana, they get to it, it's like always like you could delete the last paragraph and like it's beautiful, beautiful divrei Torah. But it's agenda driven. Yeah? So the Sama Mavas here is that it looks like Torah, but it's really poison. You're poisoning the people. Snake oil. Sama Mavas. I'm going to end a couple minutes early because I want to go to the bris. But do you know that, you know, they always talk about people that sell snake oil. Now, this is what I read. That snake oil can cure many, many illnesses. the problem with this guy is that it's not really snake oil. Like, it's a mistake that people make. It's not that he's selling snake oil like it's curing illnesses and it's a shtus. Snake oil could be, does do some things. I'm not recommending it. I'm just saying that it's... But here's a guy, you could take any kind of an oily substance, put it into a jar and say it's snake oil. So like here's the nakuda, like it sounds like Torah, it looks like Torah, it's beautiful to listen to, but it's not Torah because it's coming from some kind of an agenda. We know where he's coming from. So it's not coming from Bria Yetzir Asiya in the right way, it's coming through some kind of a crooked, crazy way. Through Nagia, it's coming Minalev, and he's Mayrach on this. Okay, so on Sunday, Mirza Shem, let's literally Nefesh HaChaim and contrast it.